as we've just heard, giving away money, at least doing so in a thoughtful, well-planned way, is a challenge. Raising money is even harder. The most visible fundraisers this season may be the Salvation Army bell ringers, and we spoke to some of those volunteers.
I'm Megan Nutting. I'm from Skaneateles, Alice, New York, and I'm a senior in high school right now. I'm just very impressed by the people that have been coming up and giving us money. It seems like everybody's interested in what we're doing.
My name is Sharon Hill. I live in Phoenix. It just makes me feel good that I can help and help these little children and families that don't have no Christmas.
Ramon Ruiz. I live here in Birmingham. You know, there's a recession and people can't be as much generous as they would like to be.
Raising money for a living requires a thick skin and even thicker shoe leather, especially in a tough economy. Laura Seidel has this profile of a community foundation president who has seen a meteoric rise and fall in giving.
Sterling Spearn, a lithe, energetic man with intense blue eyes, once ran the Boston Marathon. Now, as president of the Peninsula Community Foundation, or PCF, in Menlo Park, California, he mostly runs to meetings.
Hi, Tony. Hi. How are you?
This morning, Spearn is in East Palo Alto visiting with staff at the Community Resource Center, a group of facilities that provides health care and support services for low-income residents. PCF supports their work. Spearn meets with one of the directors, Tony Wallace, and asks some tough questions about how the money is being spent.
What the heck are you doing working on asthma? Where is that in your mission to be working on asthma? You are not a health provider.
And that's true, we're not. But what happens is it impacts a child's education.
Through the foundation, Spearn helped raise money for the facility that houses Wallace's organization. Spearn says in order to convince funders to keep supporting it, he always needs new material for his pitches.
I'm a storyteller. And when we were down in East Palo Alto, the stories that Tony told us, those are stories are fresh. Those are things that I'll share, whether vignettes or statistics, this afternoon when I'm talking to a donor on a cell phone appointment at 3 o'clock.
If a good story can be measured in dollars, then Sterling Spearn is an excellent storyteller. He has been president of the Peninsula Community Foundation since 1992. When he arrived, the foundation, which focuses giving on the local community, had $44 million in assets. Today it has nearly $500 million. Unlike most foundations, which have a set endowment, PCF increases its resources by raising funds from philanthropists who need advice about where to donate their money.
The beauty of our work is we sit astride these two absolutely synergistic, complementary yin and yang of the world, which is the donors and the doers.
While Spearn spent his morning with doers, his afternoon is dedicated to the donors.
Hi, Ellen. It's Sterling Spearn. I'm real good. I'm actually just calling to say thank you to you and Tom for your wonderful gift to the Community Fund.
Spearn, who in some ways is like a matchmaker, says he's got to be in touch with everyone to find the right donors for the right causes.
Because timing, like in the commercial sector, is critical. Sometimes opportunities present themselves, and if you don't respond, that window of opportunity goes away. So we call that philanthropy at the speed of life.
Spearn's life appears to move more quickly than most. While he began his day in one of the poorest sections of the county, by evening he's at a party in Woodside, one of Silicon Valley's toniest neighborhoods.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how are you?
Welcome.
It's a party for the lawyers and accountants who advise their clients to donate to the foundation.
Hello, everybody. Hi.
Spearn updates everyone on the year in giving. The foundation is in the center of Silicon Valley. At the height of the boom in 1999, PCF received $100 million in donations. This year, they expect only about $60 million. But like any good fundraiser, Spearn gives it a positive spin.
2003 has been a tumultuous year. It has seen us at our lows and our highs.
Spearn thanks his supporters. At the end of his 12-hour day, Sterling Spearn says he feels a little bit like Clark Kent, the mild-mannered reporter who no one actually knows is Superman. Other people get credit for the community work, but he says that's okay.
The fact is, day in and day out, it's not about us. It's about the people we serve. And it ain't too bad being Clark Kent at the end of the day when you can sit there and say, we did that.
At the end of this year, the Peninsula Community Foundation will have distributed some $50 million in the Silicon Valley area to causes as diverse as homeless shelters and libraries. For NPR News, I'm Laura Seidel in San Francisco.